The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. Statistics Canada is out with its latest update on the state of the economy. And it's showing the country's GDP moved slightly higher in February, increasing by 0.2%. Peter Armstrong has more.
This is, once again, the story of an economy keeping its head ever so slightly above the water. Economists had thought they'd see a 0.4% gain. GDP in February came in well below that, but still eked out a small gain. And we also got the advance estimate for March. Now, this is just an estimate, and it will be subject to revisions, but it gives us the first picture of the full first quarter of this year, so it takes on an added importance. And you add them all together, and we have 0.5% in January, 0.2% in February, and StatCan says GDP was unchanged in March. So that's a better than many had expected strong first quarter. And yet it's also not really the sign of a booming economy either. If anything, it really does sort of thread the needle the Bank of Canada was looking for. Peter Armstrong, CBC News, Toronto.
The International Court of Justice is expected to rule this hour on a case brought by Nicaragua against Germany and calls on the court to order the German government to stop sending weapons to Israel. Rebecca Collard reports.
As Nicaragua laid out its case against Germany in the International Court of Justice earlier this month, protesters gathered outside holding Palestinian flags. Nicaragua's representative, Carlos José Origlio Gómez, accused Germany of
failing to honor its own obligation to prevent genocide or to ensure respect of international humanitarian law.
Nicaragua says Germany is doing so by providing Israel with military, financial, and political support, and by cutting aid to the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Germany dismissed the case as unfounded, pointing to the large amount of aid it still provides to Palestinians and saying its military support to Israel is minimal. If the court rules against Germany, it could have implications for how and to who countries export arms. Rebecca Collard for CBC News, Berlin.
Meanwhile, protesters at New York's Columbia University have taken over an administration building on the school's main campus.
Free, free Palestine! Free, free, free Palestine!
That's the students storming the building overnight and insisting they will not leave until Columbia meets their demands.
Your students will not move until you completely
The president of Columbia is saying the school has no intention of severing its financial ties to Israel. Video posted on social media is showing protesters inside the building smashing windows and stacking furniture against the main entrance. Yesterday, Columbia announced it will be suspending students who refuse to leave the protest rallies on campus. Starting this fall, it appears the federal government will be expecting public servants to be back in the office at least 3 days a week. It comes at the urging of the mayor of Ottawa and the premier of Ontario. Stu Mills has more.
3 days is a good start.
Premier Doug Ford repeating the call he made a month ago while hinting he won't be happy until workers are behind their desks Monday to Friday.
How many days a week do we work? 7 days? 24/7?
A federal government source confirmed with Radio Canada the change could come into effect in September. Details that were first reported in the French language newspaper Le Droit.
Well, it absolutely catches us by surprise.
Stephanie Montreuil is the head of public affairs at the Professional Institute of the Public Service, one of the largest labor unions in Canada. She wouldn't speculate about how members of her union might react, but with a major reduction in the number of offices owned by Ottawa on the horizon and no formal announcement about the new hybrid policy, public servants are left with questions not only about where they'll work, but how and when. Stu Mills, CBC News, Ottawa.
And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.